Shattering Myths is devoted to those who know that there's something dreadfully wrong with the political, religious, media, military, and economic institutions which govern and influence our world. We realize that they are the problem, they are not the solution. Therefore, our mission is to look behind the headlines, to know who is perpetrating the tragedies that are besieging our planet. Because based upon this plague of adverse political, religious, academic, military, media, and economic influence, we have at most 15 years until all hell is unleashed, and we experienced a complete collapse of the world as we know it. As a result, in our second hour, we're going to engage God on His terms through evidence and reason, since His guidance regarding His covenant provides the only reliable escape. Our phone number for those who would like to engage in this discussion is toll-free 877-300-7645. Also, as a reminder, for those who would like to get Craig Smith's book, The Great Debasement, you can get it free by calling 800-289-2646 and sharing Shattering Myths with Yada. We have been besieged by an onslaught of ads for the Christmas candle, and I would like to share my view of it. I would consider it to be nothing less than a festering cesspool of everything that is wrong with religion, especially the Christian religion. You ought not go see it. In Peshawar, Pakistan, yesterday, a U.S. drone targeted an Islamic seminary, killing six people in an attack which is, according to the journalist who wrote this article, is likely to inflame tensions over the CIA drone campaign. Of course, the picture associated with the article showed a crowd of many thousands of people burning an American flag and chanting Allahu Akbar and death to America, just to suggest that perhaps he's right. According to local officials, three missiles were fired directly into the madrasa in Khabar. About 5 a.m. local time, 5 o'clock in the morning, people aren't even awake. They're sleeping in their beds. And America fires 3 missiles into an Islamic madrasa. Now, we all know, those of us who have our eyes open, who are the least bit observant, that 99% of terrorism is perpetrated by fundamentalist Muslims, and the place where fundamentalist Muslims are born and bred is in Islamic madrasas. This is the birthplace of the enemy. This is the place where suicide bombs are manufactured. So if you are going to declare a war against Islam, this would be the place to wage it. But yet the United States says it's not at war with Islam. But if you're not at war with Islam, why would you bomb an Islamic seminary? And if you were trying to win the hearts of Muslims, why would you do this? It is certain to cause America considerable harm. It was awesomely counterproductive. You know, they have a saying that, you know, if you don't want to get stung, don't kick a hornet's nest. Well, that's what America just did. By firing 3 missiles at 5 o'clock in the morning while young people slept, into an Islamic madrasa is kicking a hornet's nest. It's stupid. Umar Khan Bangesh, a local politician who lives in the area, said the madrasa was constructed from mud and it was destroyed. Imagine. We're in the 21st century. We long ago sent men to the moon. We can fly at Mach 4, Mach 5. We have invented ways to communicate around the world using the Internet. We have computers that are so ubiquitous, most have them. We have smartphones. We have created technologies that couldn't have even been envisioned 100 years ago. And yet, an Islamic seminary is constructed of mud. Symbolic, don't you think? Well, 4 students and 2 teachers were killed, according to the local intelligence official. The seminary is frequently used by refugees from Afghanistan, as well as suspected militants affiliated with the Haqqani network, which has ties to, oh my goodness, no, it can't be, but to Al-Qaeda, and carries out attacks inside of Afghanistan. You know, we often talk about the stupidity of tying Islamic groups to Al-Qaeda, as opposed to Islam. But this is about the epitome of such stupidity. The Haqqani network is an offshoot of the Taliban. It is affiliated with the Taliban. The Taliban is an offshoot of the Pakistani ISI, the inter-services agency that is... Inter Services Intelligence is what it stands for in English, which is an offshoot of the Pakistani military, which is controlled by the Pakistani government. There is absolutely no tie between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, not at this point. The only tie that ever existed was one the United States created, and that was with the Taliban, not with the Haqqani network. The Taliban has been gone and was gone, disassociated with Afghanistan, long before the Haqqani network was even formed. The Haqqani network is just a splinter group of the Taliban and formed not all that many years ago. Well, 5 years or more after the Taliban and Al-Qaeda ceased to have an association. Officials said that Haqqani was not in the seminary at the time of the attack. This seminary consists of about 15 rooms, all constructed of mud, but only one room was struck by a missile. About 80 students escaped unharmed, as only 6 teachers and students were killed. Citing intelligence sources, Reuters reported that Haqqani was spotted at the seminary as recently as 2 days ago. The United States officials had no immediate comment on the missile attack on the seminary on Thursday, but the incident is likely to further complicate relations between the United States and some Pakistani leaders, like, for example, all of them. Though the United States has carried out dozens of drone strikes in tribal areas in northwest Pakistan, though not dozens, hundreds. Provincial officials said Thursday's attack was the first inside a Pakistani province in more than 5 years, this particular Khyber province. It comes at a time already heightened tensions between United States officials and the residents of Khyber are inflamed. After a U.S. drone killed the leader of the Pakistani Taliban 3 weeks ago, political leaders in Pakistan vowed to halt NATO convoys that travel through Pakistan to get to the landlocked Afghanistan. They've done that in the past. They're threatening to do it again. Why? Because the United States is disregarding their sovereignty, because the United States is playing God and is engaged in killing the Pakistanis. You know, we may, in the United States, not like Muslims practicing their religion and think that a Muslim practicing their religion is by definition a terrorist and therefore should die. But the Pakistanis are all Muslims. Shireen Mazari, a spokesperson for Khan's party, said that the timing of the latest strike was a declaration of war against the people of Pakistan. And that is how, indeed, it is viewed. There are very few things that you can do as counterproductive as shooting bullets and dropping bombs or firing missiles into a religious target. When you do that, particularly in a country whereby 98% of the population embraces that religion, you effectively declare a state of war against the entire population. And when you do that, you make a bad situation worse. By firing such missiles, America guarantees that Muslims will continue to engage in jihad, mujahideen, terrorist assaults against Americans. It will justify their elaborate spy networks. It will justify their elaborate war mechanisms. It will justify their use of drones, because they'll say, look at these Muslims, they're attacking us. Well, we killed them first. We ought not have done this. This is stupid. You cannot win a war against a religious enemy through bullets, bombs, and missiles. You make the situation worse. The time has come for the Pakistan government to demonstrate through actions that there is zero tolerance for drone attacks, Mazari said. In recent days, provincial officials in the Khyber region have struggled to contain sectarian violence between Shiite and Sunni residents. Yahweh's prediction regarding Ishmael, the descendants of Ishmael, which are today's Muslims, that their hand would be raised against their brother and their brother's hand would be raised against them as they live in hostility against the entire world, is now taking form throughout the Muslim world. Every place that there are Sunni and Shia Muslims side by side, they are now at war with one another. I do not understand, she said, why the drone at this time. This is a spokesperson for the chief minister of the Khyber region. It will further incite the people here. They are fighting a civil war against one another, as they are in Syria, as they are in Iraq, as they are throughout the Islamic world, and America just poured more gasoline on that fire. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. The Washington Post reports that Americans increasingly believe that former federal contractor Edward Snowden's exposure of U.S. surveillance programs damaged national security. 6 in 10 Americans, the Washington Post writes, 60%, they say, distanced between dashes for those readers who were incapable of figuring out that 6 in 10 was 60%, say that Snowden's action harmed U.S. security. What on earth is wrong with our country? How is it that 60% of Americans can be that stupid? This man revealed that your government had, at the highest levels, decided to disregard their oath of office to defend the U.S. Constitution and willfully and knowingly breach it. There isn't a single example of the NSA's broad scope spying network on Americans doing anything of benefit relative to terrorism. Not a single example. All it has done is destroy the privacy rights of American citizens, negate the U.S. Constitution, and give the government ultimate power over individuals. It can destroy anyone's life. They have used it to deliberately game the judicial system. They've used it to deliberately spy on individuals the government views as a threat to them. This man gave you one of the greatest gifts ever bequeathed to a nation. A nation born in a desire to be free was given absolute proof that its government could not be trusted, and rather than applauding the individual who made such a sacrifice to do this, 60% of Americans think that he harmed U.S. security as opposed to vastly improved it. When you know that your government cannot be trusted, you are empowered. When they lie to you, when they spy on you, when they control you, you know that they cannot be trusted. The greatest threat that America has is not from abroad, it's from within. I have met the enemy. He is us. That's what this man revealed, made known to you. Are you less free because you are aware of the truth? Or did you prefer the lie? Sandra Albert of Connecticut was interviewed and said, "We got caught with our hands in the dirt." So American security has been compromised, according to Sandra Albert of Connecticut, because we got caught with our hands in the dirt. So by that logic, the security of a nation is compromised when someone who has perpetrated a crime is caught. You know, if you don't want your reputation to be compromised because of doing something heinous, don't do something heinous. She said that she thinks the disclosures damaged the nation's reputation around the world. Of course they did, because what we were doing was wrong. We damaged our reputation because we were disgusting. We were despicable. We were spying on everyone the world over, including Americans, and we lied about it, and we lied about the purpose, and we got caught. If you don't want your reputation ruined, don't do something that will ruin it. Others lamented at the strategic setback. If you give the other team your playbook, it's going to be hard to beat them, said Ron Hoare of Ocean City, Maryland. What a doofus. What a dope. You know, way back, long before September of 2001, those who wish to perpetrate harm on America by flying planes into our buildings knew that they could not communicate with each other using cell phones, satellite phones, or the internet, because we had made it known that the NSA, through satellites and through airplanes and through drones and through all other means of collection, was listening in. They stopped doing it. They've known the playbook. Think of the idiocy of Ron Hoare of Ocean City, Maryland. He laments that if you give the other team your playbook, it's going to be hard to beat them. A little sports metaphor there by Ron Hoare. Now, mind you, if Ron Hoare could think, he'd realize that America has completely disregarded the playbook of the terrorists. 99.9% of terrorist attacks against America, including all of the big ones, have been perpetrated by fundamentalist Muslims. Their playbook is the words and deeds of Muhammad. You'll find them in the Hadith and in the Quran. They've given us their playbook. They've cited their playbook. I've taken their playbook and put it in chronological order and set it into the context of Muhammad's life and Prophet of Doom. I've made it free online in its entirety. Prophetofdoom.net. That's their playbook. Did you ever consider Ron Hoare reading it? You know, they gave us their playbook and we disregard it. As for our playbook, think of that. That Americans spying on Americans is our playbook? That's what we've got? that we're going to listen into telephone calls, that we're going to monitor web clicks of Americans, and that's our playbook? That our playbook is to disregard the fact that these are Muslims attacking us and do a blanket search of all Americans? That's our playbook? And you think that that making that playbook available to them is going to somehow prevent us from defeating an enemy that we won't even identify, whose playbook we won't even consider? How stupid can we be? Snowden receives persistent negative reviews, unchanged after months in exile in Russia. More than half of poll respondents, 52%, said that he should be charged with a crime. A crime. What crime? Telling you that the American government at the highest levels was perpetrating the most heinous crime against Americans, that they were knowingly, purposefully, deliberately violating their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and carrying on and lying about unreasonable search and seizure. His disclosure that America was absolutely and deliberately infringing on the liberties of Americans is a crime in your perspective, from your perspective, 52% of you out there, a crime that he should be charged with? The crime is that the presidents, the last two, and government officials, particularly in the CIA and NSA, and in the Senate and in Congress, particularly on the intelligence committees, have deliberately infringed on the U.S. Constitution to curtail American liberties by spying on Americans. That's the crime. And yet you don't want to hold James Clapper liable. He perjured himself before the U.S. Senate, saying that he was not doing this, that the NSA was not doing it, and he's admitted that he lied. Why don't we hold him accountable for the crime of perjury? Dianne Feinstein defended the NSA spying by saying that it was responsible for helping us find and arrest a horrible terrorist, when in fact the very terrorist that we found and arrested was an employee of the U.S. government working for the CIA, and he's the very terrorist that perpetrated the Mumbai attacks, which his two wives told us, even James Clapper directly, that he was arranging a terrorist attack on behalf of the Pakistani ISI in India, which killed hundreds of people. We had full knowledge of it from the old-fashioned way, the testimony of his wives, prior to perpetrating it, and yet we never warned the Indian people or the Indian government. And we claimed that this double agent who we'd had in our employ was somehow stopped because of this spying. Why have we not arrested Dianne Feinstein for that crime? 55% of Americans say he was wrong to expose the NSA's intelligence gathering efforts. And yet 55% don't say the intelligence, that the NSA was wrong to gather such intelligence, spying on the clicks and phone calls of virtually every American. Not only the Americans that use cell phones and telephones. And what's amazing about all of this is that the U.S. government has not only required Google and Microsoft and Facebook and Verizon and AT&T to provide wholesale all of its data on all of their customers and all of their users, but then also told these companies that they couldn't disclose the fact that the U.S. government was forcing them to do this, and that they would go to jail if they reported the U.S. government's intrusion into our privacy. Talk about a crime. This poll also shows that Americans are dissatisfied with President Obama's role on the issue. Only 35% approve of his handling of NSA surveillance activity. Well, I want to tell you. While 60% of Americans deserve what's going to happen to America over the next 20 years because of your utter inability to process information and render a moral judgment, the 35% of you that approve Obama's handling of the NSA, you ought to be too embarrassed to open your mouth. This is just absurd. It frustrates me at the incapacity of Americans to think, to be moral, to review information, to become informed, and to render a reasonable, rational, moral conclusion based on the evidence. It's as if generations of Americans have been indoctrinated in school not to exercise good judgment, not to think rationally. It's as if Americans have been indoctrinated to be patriotic without thinking, to be political without holding anyone accountable. Revelations of surveillance programs, the Washington Post reports, have clearly heightened privacy worries. Heightened privacy worries. Well, there's a euphemism. A majority now say surveillance programs intrude on their personal privacy rights. But that's okay with them, because more than two-thirds say that while this happens, the surveillance is designed only to violate the rights of foreign citizens and of governments abroad. But you know, when we found that we were monitoring every phone call that German Chancellor Angela Merkel made, and that we were spying on the Mexicans, and we were spying on the Argentines, and we were spying on the Brazilians, and we were spying on every country essentially in Europe, it was revealed by those in the administration that their order to do so was for economic reasons. Yeah, they want to control world economies. They didn't do it for terrorism reasons. They don't think that Angela Merkel is a terrorist. No, they listen to all of her conversations because they want to manipulate world economies. They weren't even telling you the truth about why they were doing these things. Dueling concerns about privacy and national security are fueling a division over the NSA's efforts. 46% say that the agency goes too far in its surveillance activities, but just as many say the programs are about right and don't go far enough, some say. A people who give up freedom for security deserve neither and get neither. A people who are willing to say, you can take away my rights to preserve my rights, will have no rights. A people stupid enough to respond this way to a poll are a people that are going to get exactly what those in government are plotting against them. Utter control. You're being played for a fool. Although concern about privacy intrusions is widespread, Americans express ranging beliefs about who is targeted and whether the surveillance is justified. Most poll respondents think the NSA's surveillance program intrudes on some Americans' privacy rights. 68% say this, while 54% see the intrusions on their own privacy. 49% count foreign governments as victims, and 48% say this of foreign citizens. The declarations that have been revealed and now confirmed by the U.S. government show that the United States is spying on everyone. for everyone in America that uses a telephone or uses the internet. Everyone in Europe that does the same. Everyone in Central and South America. It's ubiquitous. We have created a monster. It is wholly and completely unjustified. It has no value whatsoever but to control people. That is what it has done. We have unleashed the most dangerous Gestapo ever to perpetrate and be present, perpetrate a crime and be present within a society. Those who are paranoid because they know that they are evil and they don't want to be caught and they know that eventually they will be caught, they establish these kinds of capabilities because they know that they are evil and they want to be able to control, to influence, to silence those who expose them, those willing to condemn them. And yet the vast majority of people, as they did in Nazi Germany, just go along to get along. That didn't work out very well for the Nazis back then. But after a two-day manhunt, French police have arrested the perpetrator that was responsible for the shootings this week at the French newspaper in the capital of Paris. The Interior Minister, Mr. Valls, identified the suspect as, catch this, Abdel Hakim Dakar. Well, Mr. Abdel Hakim has previously served 4 years in prison for his role as an accomplice in the death of three police officers and a taxi driver who were shot back in 1994. He is a Muslim. He wrote his diatribe as to why he was going to perpetrate this attack. Of course, the police have a copy of it, but they won't reveal it. It is the nature of all things associated with Islam. They want the truth hidden. On Saturday, just a few hundred yards from the site of today's meeting in Kabul, where the 2,500 elders, these would be warlords in Afghan parlance, are going to be deciding whether or not to accept America's apologies and America's financial gifts, a car bomb exploded, killing at least 13 people. The Taliban took responsibility for that bomb. At the same time, at Georgetown University in Washington, former First Ladies Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton took the stage to tell Americans not to abandon the women of Afghanistan. Yes, they said that American support was essential and that we continue to play a role in the country and provide for the security of Afghan women and girls. Well, here's the truth. The American invasion of Afghanistan was wrong for a lot of reasons. Not only was it suicidal, not only was it counterproductive, not only did we make a bad situation worse, it was especially true for Afghan women and girls. The treatment of Afghan women is far worse now than it was before we invaded, and it was horrible before we invaded. But now it is beyond, it's literally incomprehensible. And every knowledgeable spokesperson who has been in Afghanistan, who reports on Afghanistan, who follows Afghanistan, who is aware of the Afghani legal system as it relates to women, acknowledges that the treatment of women in Afghanistan is far worse today than it was before the U.S. invasion. Moreover, with this new agreement that is being considered today in Afghanistan, Americans will be locked in their little cages. Americans will not be able to enter any Afghani home. Americans will not play any role in conducting raids inside of Afghanistan. We will not be patrolling sanctuaries for little Afghani girls or women. We will play no role. The agreement says that the even judicial process will take place on Afghani soil, which means it will be conducted under Sharia law. Women have had their rights devastated by the American invasion. The same thing really is true if you look at what happened not only to women but also to Christians in Iraq as a result of America's invasion. We decimated the population. We made it worse, Hillary. We made it worse, Laura. You and your husbands were despicable in what they did. American reconstruction of Afghanistan has been the most expensive of any nation in U.S. history. Do you know that? That us trying to rebuild what we broke in Afghanistan has exceeded the cost of any such reconstruction project in American history. And, you know, we went in and tried to rebuild Japan after we broke it. We went in and tried to rebuild Germany after we broke it. But Afghanistan, $90 billion to date. $90 billion. Ever see pictures of Afghanistan? Is there anything we can show for our $90 billion? No, nothing. We've given more in aid to Afghanistan than any other single country during the Marshall Plan after World War II. Last year, Afghanistan received almost twice as much as the next four largest foreign assistant country beneficiaries combined. And beyond all of that, squandering of $90 billion to date. We've sacrificed 2,300 U.S. service members who were killed, making a bad situation worse. When will Americans wake up and say, too much already?